A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, this is through the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that once again Madani channel presents to you this amazing silsila called Interpretation of Dreams, in which we translate and give you different diverse interpretation of various types of dreams. And today as well, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be in your company with this program, Interpretation of Dreams, and we would like to welcome you to this program. So therefore, if you are watching this program of the satellite or via live streaming, we say marhaba, welcome to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You can make some good intentions as usual. As you know, before we have any program, we always advise the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to watch the program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to earn more reward and thawab. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his actions. So why lose out on these intentions, whereas you can earn more reward by making good intentions. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as it is mentioned in a very beautiful hadith. أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. Our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in a beautiful hadith that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who would have recited the most amount of darood upon me in the dunya. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What a great blessing this is. Who would not want to achieve and gain the proximity and the closeness to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the recipe is that you and I should increase our recitation of durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has composed Ka'be ke Badrud Duja, tum pe karoro durood, Tarba ke Shamsud Duha, tum pe karoro durood, dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa, dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa, seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karoro durood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. So therefore, from wherever you have joined us from different parts of the world, we say marhaba and welcome to all the vulnerable viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Ab chale hum aage badhte hain towards our respected honorable Hazrat Asad Madani sahab qibla. Assalam wa alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you, Tabriz bhai?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Asad bhai, let us now dive into our topic of discussion, and of course that is related to different types of dreams. So therefore, I'm going to request our director sahab to please give us the first caller for today, inshallah.
My name is Khuram Shehzad and I'm from South Africa. My wife's had dream. She saw twice Medina in her dream. Gumbat of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Khuram bhai, Khuram Shehzad, who has called from South Africa. Asad bhai, he says that his wife had seen Gumbat-e-Khazra, MashaAllah, twice in her dream. What would be the interpretation of this dream?
MashaAllah, the start of program is very good now, because the first caller saw Gumbad-e-Khadra. Sometimes scholars call that we have seen snakes, this, that. So earthquake is there, sometime heavy rain or storms. So starting from this beautiful deen, this is very good. And mashallah, the person who has seen Gumbad-e-Khazara in his dream, so there is a good news for him. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will visit Gumbad-e-Khazara, Madinatul Munawwara, Haram-e-Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, actually in the real life. So he should make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and also he should try to go there, try to visit, because this dunya, this alam is alam-e-asbab. This alam is alam of means. So we have to have the means, we have to have the causes to do something. So one should try practically as well, but according to the dream, there is a good sign for that person that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give him special tawfiq, special power, special bounties, special blessings for him, that he will be getting the sight of the Gumbad-e-Khazara, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, that was great news, Asad Bhai. Of course, on a positive note, this brother had basically asked about Madinatul Munawwara. As you were talking about Madinatul Munawwara and Gumbad-e-Khazara, I was recalling that beautiful and amazing kalam composed by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Bulalo phir mujhe, ay shahe bahro bar Madinay mein, main phir rota hua aaun, tere dar par Madinay mein. May we all be given this great and blessed opportunity to present ourselves in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Many brothers have set out at the moment for Umrah, and many brothers have planned to set on this beautiful journey. If they are watching Madani channel right now, we make dua to them, or we ask them to supplicate on our behalf that time has come and we also present ourselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah. Mashallah. And of course, now we go to the next caller, and we're going to request our director sahab to please give us the next caller as well.
JazakAllah to Dawat-e-Islami for providing us with this service. May Allah bless you and make this organization grow much better. I just wanted a translation and meaning for my dream. In the dream, I saw that I was being attacked by two people with a knife. They came to me and they started attacking me in the dream. I held onto the blade of the knife, and as soon as I held onto it, I realized that the blade isn't sharp, and nothing happened. So I took out a pocket knife that I had on myself, and I stabbed or attacked these assailants, and they also attacked me. I remember in my dream feeling a pinch on my arm that I was being stabbed once or twice, and then my sleep was disrupted. Please, inshallah, I will appreciate a meaning for this dream. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. There was brother Zubair, also from South Africa. It was quite sad, actually. Lucky it was just a dream, Asad Bhai, where he sees a person attacked him, but the knife and the blade of that knife was not sharp, but he did grab the blade, and in return, this person who was trying to rob him, he attacked the robber, but the robber still attacked this brother in his dream, and he felt a pinch.
The interpretation for such kind of dreams are, one should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and do sadaqah. It will save him from any accident or any hardship or any difficulty. But sometimes such kind of dreams come to us because the environment is so bad in certain areas. Like in South Africa, there are some areas where the person who is living there, he is getting the news about robbery or attacking someone or snatching the things. So sometimes due to those news, these are the reflections of those bad news around us. And we watch in our dream that the same thing is happening to me. So in this sense, these dreams are not true, because there is no interpretation for that. These dreams called adwaso ahla means the simple things, the normal things, the things which happen often around us where we are living or where we spend our time. So these are the reflections of our memories. So in this sense, one should not be worry about such kind of dreams. So even then, he should take care. If you are going outside of your house, traveling somewhere, so you should take care about the things about the security while you are living at home. So it should be also seen that the security matters are good today. So inshallah azawajal, when a person will take care and also make dua in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and do sadaqah in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so he will be saved from the bad interpretation of such kind of dream. So it is my suggestion, and also we should have tawizate attariya. It is free of cost all over the world, wherever you are living. If you are from Durban, so there is Faizan-e-Madina and also some other masajid. You can go there, visit there, and you will find the basta, the stall for tawizate attariya. Inshallah, they will give you, and you can use to save you. It is taviz for the safety, for you, for your family, for your house, for your shop, whatever you are using there. So inshallah azawajal, it would be better for you. And if someone who is living in any area where is no the stall of tawizate attariya, so inshallah azawajal, if he will visit our website dawatislami.net, there he will find the icon for ruhani ilaj, spiritual cures. So inshallah azawajal, there you will go and submit your request to have the taweez. So inshallah they will give you taweez, and these all services are free for the all Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters all over the world. So inshallah azawajal, these things will help you. So before going towards the next call, this is the time to watch our segment. In every silsila, in every program, we try to show you some segments about something. So today's segment is also very interesting, and today we are going to show a dream of a prophet, and the dream is related to Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So because Anbiya Kiram also used to see the dreams, so inshallah I will explain later on about the dreams of prophets. But first we are going to watch the segment of the day. Let's watch.
A true good dream is from Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now comes the segment in which we speak about the dreams of the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. In the Holy Quran Pak, the dreams of the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam is mentioned, and from amongst them, the blessed dream of the blessed Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, is also mentioned, in which he sees in his blessed dream that he is sacrificing his son Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salatu wa salam. So therefore, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam became capable of working with him, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked his son, O my son, I had seen in my dream that I am sacrificing you. Now you consider, what is your opinion? Allahu Akbar. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam then replied to his father. The Quran says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. He says, O my father, do as you have been commanded to do. Allah willing, you will find me the patient one. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, firstly we should establish and remember that on the basis of a dream, if a person sacrifices his own son or the child of someone else, or if he hears a sound or a voice from the unseen saying that he should sacrifice his son or someone else's son and children, then this will be a great sin and an action that will lead him to hell. Because our dream is not on haqq or it is not an inspiration. Rather, the dreams of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is an inspiration and an hukum, an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to his son, as it is mentioned in Khazain al-Fanat, the commentary of the Holy Quran, that he spoke to his son and he asked his son for his opinion. But subhanallah, look at the amazing answer from Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. It also mentioned that the reason for him to speak about sacrificing his son and telling his son about becoming or being sacrificed was so that he hears about it beforehand and does not start to panic, so that he understands what it is to be sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, and then what happens, as the Quran says, falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin. And it goes on to say that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made his son to lay on the ground on his forehead as per request by Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and as he was about to run the knife on his blessed neck, by the hukum and by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a ram was brought in exchange or in place of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas this dream of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had come true, yet he did not sacrifice his son, but it has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is a form of order and hukum by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in the coming episodes, we shall speak about more dreams of the Blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, you have listened about a very beautiful dream of Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we will keep telling you about the different dreams of prophets in different silsilas. So when you will continue watch this silsila, you will get a lot of knowledge about the dreams of prophets. There are too many dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those are mentioned in different books of ahadith. When we do this silsila in Urdu, so alhamdulillah, we explain in Urdu, and for English, our Tabriz bhai is translating those segments for our English viewers. So these are the things which are very important for us, because there are too many dreams of Anbiya-e Kiram which are actually the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and they had to do according to the order which is given to them. But the means which was used to give the order, that was dream. So by this we can come to know about the importance of dreams as well. So inshallah Azawajal, when you will keep on watching Madani Channel, so you will be getting too much knowledge about different aspects of our life, different knowledges, different things, different beliefs, different masail, different ibadat, muamilat, and too many things are there to learn. So let's move towards the next call and let's see who is the caller and what he is asking for.
I'm calling from South Africa. I had a dream. I saw snake in my dream, black snake, twice.
As I was talking about the snake, there is a call about the snake, and the Islamic brother has seen twice black snake in his dream. So basically, watching snake is not a good sign. And basically, this is the sign of enemy. This is the sign of a bad person who is going to harm, who is trying to harm the person who has seen the dream. So he should make dua and also should do some sadaqah in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But after that all, he should take care about his activities. Where is he living? Where he does his work? On the way, while walking outside the house or somewhere, especially if he is going on a way which is a dangerous way. So he should take care about these all things, because someone wants to harm that person. But if he has overcome the snake and the snake did not make any harmful for him in the dream, so that means by the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he will be saved from the enemy. But we should take care about our bad company as well, because sometimes our company is harmful for us. The person who is going to harm us, he is living within the area, he is living within our company. Sometimes apparently those are our friends. We call them friends. We see them as a friend, because normally people don't know to whom we should make our friends, because it is also a complete chapter. A friend should be pious. A friend should be the person who has khauf-e-khuda, who is loving person to Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. The person who is following the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam. The person who is worry about hereafter. He's preparing for hereafter. He's preparing for the grave, qabr, akhirah, these all things. But normally, majority doesn't like such kind of people. We love the person who spend money upon us. We love person who makes jokes to the others. We love person who is a very wealthy person, who is spending money, who is spending money upon us. So, these are not the scales. The scale for the friendship is Sharia. So, we should not have bad company. So, especially a person who has seen a black snake in his dream, so he should be very careful about his friend circle, about his company. So, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is such a beautiful and very good environment. There we can find good friends, because this is the Sunnah inspired Madani Mahal. We come to learn, practicing Muslims we can find in the Madani Mahal. So we should go to the activities take place in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. So this is one of the best way to keep us far from the bad company, and to have good friends, and to have a good company. So inshallah azawajal, when you will be careful, so inshallah you will be safe from any accident or a bad thing.
Whatever I did understand regarding seeing snakes in one dreams, actually I believe Asad Bhai, in South Africa, or Africa itself, is one of those countries in the world which has the most deadliest and dangerous snakes in the world. One of the countries that has, after Australia and some other countries. So maybe is wajah se khab, aksar khab mein ye saap dekha karte hain. Do you think this could also be one of the causes, Asad Bhai?
Yes, it can be the cause. But if someone has seen in the real life many snakes, so it is possible that is the reflection of his sight. So it is possible, because one complete part of the dreams,
okay,
is there which is called adghatho ahla, means the things we see in our normal life, what we do in our normal life, that is our daily routine, things which are surrounded. So those come in our dreams as well.
Okay. Asad Bhai, I'm just reading a message here that has come from one of the Islamic brothers, that what is the interpretation of seeing a janaza in one's dream? He has not seen his own janaza, his own mayyit, but he has just seen a mayyit, a janaza in his dream. So is this a good or a bad interpretation, Asad Bhai?
There are some differences. If he has seen any particular person, the person who is dead, and the person who has seen, he knows him. So then maybe there would be something wrong with the person who is dead in his dream. And sometimes there is another aspect. This is a reminder from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is a sign for the person that he is going astray, and he should be right. He should be on the right path. Because sometimes a person is ghafil from his hereafter, his activities, and he is not taking care whether he is doing good or whether he's doing wrong. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows janaza. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows sometimes graveyard, sometimes grave, to remind that person about hereafter. So many people, having seen such kind of dreams, they have changed their life. And this is very good for them. Having seen such kind of dreams, if a person is going to change his lifestyle and he is becoming pious person, so that is very beautiful, and it should be the result. Normally when we say that, okay, it is not necessary that the person who has seen such kind of dream, he is going to dead, so they get relief and they say, okay, now I am okay. So, but the good thing would be if he will make some positive changes in his life.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Asad bhai, ek sawal hai, ye mere bhi zehen mein hai, and I'm sure this could be a question of many Islamic brothers and sisters out there who are currently watching Madani channel at this moment, that what are some of the adding factors or reasons for actually having nightmares? Wo kya cheeze hain ya jinke wajah se aise khwab nazar aate hain? Could Asad bhai please give another explanation so that we can actually try and abstain? Wo asbab kya hai? What are the reasons and the causes for such bad, weird nightmares and dreams?
Basically, there are 2-3 reasons. One of the basic reasons is to watch bad, to listen bad, or to think about bad. Because dreams are the reflections, the results of our Allah memory, Allah, of our thoughts. So the main areas where we get the thoughts, main means or reasons, those are affecting our thoughts. So that is to watch. When we watch something, so there is a picture on our mind. Listening, it is also a very big mean, big reason to get the knowledge, whether it is good or wrong. So listening bad, it is also one reason to see the bad dreams. And the third thing, and that is more dangerous, thinking about something bad. Many people, they're not watching, not listening, they're not talking with someone, but they are quiet and they are thinking about some bad things. So bad thoughts also have a very huge and very big reflection upon our minds. So if someone is going to save him from these all bad aspects, so inshallah azawajal, he will be saved from watching bad dreams. So this is one of the reasons. The second thing, sometimes if you are going to have a heavy dinner and you are not taking walk, you are not going on the walk, and just after eating food you are going to sleep, so it is also a reason to have bad dreams, because there are some things to affect our mind or our thoughts. So one should not eat just before going to sleep. There should be a reasonable difference and space. And the third thing is, someone should not sleep on his left side. So the sunnah is to sleep on the right side, and to sleep on the left side, it's not also a good thing. So this is also one of the reasons to watch some bad dreams. So if someone is going to save him from these all bad things, so inshallah azawajal, he will not watch bad dreams. But even then, it is also possible that a pious person who is saving his thoughts, who is saving his eyes, who is saving his listening, his talking, his company, he's a pious person, but even then he can watch any bad dream, some dreams which are very horrible. So what would be the answer? Because he is a pious person, he's not doing wrong things, so why he is going to face some bad dreams? So ulama-i kiram explain that while we are waking, so there is waswasa due to shaitan. So while we are not sleeping, so shaitan makes waswasa in our heart. So while we are sleeping, so shaitan has also power over our dreams. So sometimes due to the interruption of shaitan, a pious person also can have a bad dream. So that's why ulama-i-kiram said that before going to sleep, we should recite ta'awwuz, to save us from shaitan. La hawl sharif, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And also one should recite Mu'awwadhatain, the last two very important surahs of the Holy Quran, Surah Falak and Surah Nas. So these all surahs and these all verses of the Holy Quran are especially to save someone from the shaitan. So this is the basic reason, some of the reasons I try to explain.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Actually, Asad bhai, I would like to remind and mention this on air that alhamdulillah, we have our viewers of the YouTube and Facebook. One person has a comment to say that every night I am having weird dreams. Every night I am sleep talking. I fight in my dream. I cry in my dream. I am restless. I am thirsty. Every night I see different shayateen and ajinna in my dream. And they worry me. They trouble me. I am always fighting for my life. So, Asad bhai, I'm sure this question that you had answered actually will answer the dream of this person who has this dream. This person even mentioned it has been more than 10 years I have this problem that I'm fighting in my dream every single night. So, Asad bhai, any wazifa perhaps can we give this Islamic brother that he can read, inshallah?
Why not? There is a wazifa, but there is another very beautiful thing, he should take care. As you mentioned that Islamic brother is watching such kind of bad dreams for 10 years. So it's not a small time. It's a very, very long time. It's not a short time. So one practical thing, any person who is facing such kind of difficulties, he should practice. And that is, he should not worry about bad dreams. See, like a dog, when you are passing by a dog, if he is going to bark upon you and you will show your intention, so he will come to you more than the previous. And if you ignore the dog and you carry on walking, so after some time he will keep quiet. So, Ulama-i Kiram says that this is the intention of shaitan. He wants to make Muslim worry. So if someone is watching for 10 years continuously such kind of dreams, so he should not be worried about the dreams. He should not give any attention to those dreams. The more intention he will give, the more bad dreams he will watch. So sometimes this is also a reason. So we should make tawakkul on the Zaat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our God. So inshallah azza wa jal, if someone has the tawakkul, trust upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his rahmah, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save him from bad dreams. So inshallah azza wa jal, he will be saved. So this is a, you can say, wazifa, practical wazifa. Another wazifa which is to recite, so that is also mentioned in the books, especially in Madani Panch Surah. If such kind of people are affected with the bad dreams, so they should recite Ya Mutakabbiru. This is the wazifa of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Mutakabbir is the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And to complete the wazifa, one should add Ya. So it is Ya Mutakabbiru. He should recite before going to sleep 21 times. And also, before starting the wazifa, he should recite 3 times durud. And when he finishes, so he should recite durud in the end as well. So, in the start and end, durud-e-paak, and in between, 21 times, ya mutakabbiru. Continuously, there is no any particular timings or days to recite that wazifa. As much he is facing the bad situation, so longer he should recite the wazifa. So inshallah azza wa jal, due to that wazifa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him and he will get rid of such kind of bad dreams.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah, a very informative and detailed answer, Asad bhai. I'm sure this had answered the question of many Islamic brothers and sisters who have this type of a problem. Alhamdulillah. Besides that, there are many other wonderful and amazing comments from the brothers out there. Some of them have made dua for the prosperity of Madani channel. While some say they are really enjoying this program, Alhamdulillah, we say shukran from the depths of our heart for you have been part and parcel of this program. So let's go to the next call, inshallah, and let's see what is the next query. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. We are almost towards the ending of this program, and now we're going to request the director sir to please give us the next call, inshallah.
This is Iqbal calling from South Africa. My question for dreams for today would be, is that having a dream during the day, would it turn out to be true? Shukran jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So this is another question, another query, Asad Bhai, that dreams during the day, is this something which will turn out to be true or not, Asad Bhai? What is the reality regarding
this? Yes, it is also a very famous question in the minds of many various people that the dream which is in the daytime, so would there any interpretation for that or not? So normally some people think that there is no interpretation for the daydreaming. But actually there are interpretations, there are ta'bir for the dreams which someone has seen in the daytime. So sometimes ulama-i kiram explain about the difference in between the dreams which are seen in daytime and the dreams which are seen in night time. So there can be a little bit a difference in the ta'bir, in the interpretation. But as per the question is that there is interpretation for the daydreaming. So it is also right. If there wasn't any interpretation for the person who has seen in the daytime, so why ulama-i kiram has made complete chapters of some dreams which are seen in daytime?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, this as well is something a very important piece of information for us to also know regarding the dreams which are seen during the day. Lekin Asad bhai, ye bhi to hai ki the dreams are seen during Subh-e Kadhib or Subh-e Sadiq. Why is it often asked that if the brother has seen a dream, why is this question always asked? Was it before Fajr or after Fajr? Does the Fajr has to do something with the dream, or the time of Fajr got to do something with the dream, Asad bhai?
Yes, the time of Fajr is something special for the interpretations. Not only Fajr time, there is a complete explanation about the time of interpretation. Let me explain. The dream which is seen in the first half of the night, in the beginning of the night, if someone sees the dream, so the interpretation will be later on. Later on means after some years, some months. So it's not earlier. And the dream which is seen near to the Fajr time, and especially Fajr time, in the late time of the night, the second half of the night, so those interpretations become true earlier. Means it may take 1 week, 2 weeks, or some time, not too long time to be in the world. So this is the cause of the duration, when the interpretation of the dreams will be shown. So this is a explanation about the different timings of the dreams during the night time.
Tell you, Alhamdulillah, this is also very important for us to learn. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we have had different segments as well as different informative knowledge that we have just learned now as to how we can avoid having bad dreams. Okay, since this is something which is very common, especially amongst elderly people who are above the age of 50 and 60, they often come with this type of complaints of seeing shaitani dreams, or dreams to do with jinns and stuff like that. But Alhamdulillah, today Asad bhai has given us some wadaif and invocations. If we recite and read them, perhaps we can get rid of the bad dreams. And it is a must, Alhamdulillah, as before as well, we had some type of motivation ki jab bhi hum sone ke liye jaye to sunnat-e-rasool صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کے مطابق جا کے سوئے. الحمدللہ, that means that whenever we sleep we should make wudu and sleep, try and sleep in the state of purity, subhanallah, because there are different stages and different statuses for the person who sleeps in the state of wudu in terms of earning rewards. And if he passes away in that situation, Allahu Akbar, then there are more greater darajat and stages for him. So look at the blessings. And of course, whilst you are in the state of wudu, you recite those invocations which our Asad Bhai has given us, as well as you recite darood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most likely, of course, you will get done and over with this weird dreams. However, dear viewers, unless on Madani channel, alhamdulillah, now we can accommodate one more call in our program. So now let's take the next caller for now. Inshallah.
This is Shamil calling from South Africa, and I'd like an interpretation of a dream which was had by my cousin. She saw a very noble and pious Hafiz that gave her some good advice and told her that she would be well protected and she has nothing to fear. What does this dream mean? Can you please advise? Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, this is our brother Shamil from South Africa. And his cousin had had this dream, Asad Bhai, where a Hafiz of the Holy Quran had been giving her some advice in the dream. And this is also question and queries from many other Islamic brothers over the week. This question have also come to me, that seeing a person or a pious person, and the description of a pious person is ki dari, mashallah, nurani chehra at times. And this people come in the dream and give advice. So Asad Bhai, what will be the interpretation of this dream?
Yes, these kind of dreams are very obvious, that if a pious person comes to someone and advises, so that is a good dream. Many ulama-i kiram and many awliya-i kiram give invitation towards righteousness, neki ki daawat, via dreams as well. And there are many hikayat, many stories of some sinner people, bad people, due to the good dreams, due to invitation of any waliullah via dream, they changed their lives and they became very pious. So it is a complete chapter of dreams, that awliya-i kiram, pious people, ulama-i kiram come to the dreams of the people and they give them good advice. So if the person who has seen that dream, if she remembers what was the advice, so she should act upon that advice. And if she is not able to remind the advice, because sometimes a person sees that there is something good, but what is actually taught there, what is actually told there, so exact words are not in our mind. So, okay, it's not a bad thing if someone has the concept that someone has told him any good thing, so he should be more practical in his practical life. So I would give him Madani Mashwara to act upon Madani Inaamat, because Madani Inaamat are the questions if a person is going to ask him every day before going to sleep or any time. So inshallah azawajal, he would be acting upon too many dozens of good deeds. So pious people want us to be pious. So this is the basic theme. And yes, ulama-i kiram, awliya-i kiram, pious people come to give the advice even in the dreams as well.
Alhamdulillah, Asad Bhai. Shukran for that amazing different types of interpretations you have given us. And we have already come to the end of our program for today, Asad Bhai. Alhamdulillah, we had people from various countries and in South Africa from different suburbs and cities who have been part and parcel of our program. And Asad Bhai, lots and lots and lots of Islamic brothers have requested you to make dua-i maghfirah for their family who have passed on with iman, as well as dua-i shifa. So Asad Bhai, can please make some dua for them, inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq and power to do good things, good actions. And also, whoever has left this dunya, we make dua for his maghfirat. May Allah bless him in his grave, and also to give him the part of shafa'at of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So, inshallah, azawajal, we also make dua for us and all the Muslims all over the world. May Allah give all the Muslims special blessings in this dunya and hereafter. as well.
Allahumma ameen. It was a pleasure being with you, Asad Bhai, in this program, Interpretation of Dreams. And dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, we will be back next week with this program, Interpretation of Dreams. We say shukran to Asad Bhai for giving us those interpretations as well as different types of advices which are related to our queries as well as our problem. Jazakallah, Asad Bhai. And of course, dear viewers on the Madani channel, recite abundance of darood upon the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And before you sleep, sleep early, be healthy, do good as well as be good. And do not forget, before you sleep, me so jau, ya Mustafa, kehte kehte, khule aak salli ala, kehte kehte. As you go to sleep, recite and invoke darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you wake up in the morning for namaz-e-fajr, recite darood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May such be our status, may such be our situation, that when we wake up in the morning, we remember to recite our du'as and supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for now, we seek your permission. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.